Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touch by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes, you know, He loves, He's all into the prosperity of His servants. You are blessed and empowered to prosper in every area of your life. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. The shaking going on right now continues. I tell you, everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is all that will remain, and that is everything that is all around and included in the kingdom of God. His light, Lord, the Lord shines in the darkness simply, and the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. I tell you, He is doing His thing like never before. We're coming into a new year. The shaking going on currently is the world system that's being shaken, and it's literally being turned upside down, and it reflects a certain kind of desperation that the world has because they're not going out quietly. The wokeness just revealed by the corporate world at the top of the Cracker Barrel thing, you know, that was an eye-opener to a lot of us. You know, we never knew it was a woke corporation trying to take over something and its intent. Anyway, everything done in the dark is being drug out into the light, more uncovering by the Lord. Righteousness is prevailing. Justice is being carried out. The Lord hates an unjust balance, and we have prayed for that, and it's coming on now. We're coming out of that season. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since we first started praying for this current revival that's now just getting underway. We were praying for it back in 2011. Like I always like to look up that scripture, you know, out of 2 Chronicles. And, you know, we started praying this this scripture a long time ago in earnest after the year 2010. We began actually in 2011 praying it in earnest at this ministry along with millions of people throughout the entire world. But that scripture says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And all of that manifestation is now getting underway, and you're seeing the answer to that prayer for you, believer, right here, right now in the United States. We're having things turned around and taken away. The upside down is now becoming right. All that stuff that, you know, it was things that were bad were being called good, and things that were good were being called bad. And now it's reverting back to the other way around, and righteousness is prevailing. We're into it, people. Justice is being carried out. Spiritual wickedness in the high places is being brought down. The new year on God's calendar, 5786, which is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, will be a year of new beginnings, people, evident by a great collapse in the world system, which is going down. You know, their 2030 agenda isn't going to happen and manifest the way they intended for it to, because the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and His truth is marching on the church. His church will be made glorious, people, before He returns for us, and we're just now in the throes of that change. That's happening. He's pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, everywhere. There's billions of people in the year in the world right now that have not heard the gospel clearly and concisely presented to them. And that time is over with. God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And it's not going to stop now until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea. And do not think that it's just any God or any person given the title of Lord. It's the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And he stepped, our Lord and Savior Jesus himself, he stepped out of his glory down into the world here for our sake, made himself of no respect to come and pay a price for us we couldn't pay for ourselves. He died, was buried, then rose again with, in spite of all the resistance the spiritual world could muster to try to keep it from happening. He rose again from the dead. He was the firstborn again from the dead. And from that point going forward, whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Don't be looking to your religion if it's trying to gear you away from the Bible. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and those that were here at that time beheld the glory as the only begotten of the Father. He went to the cross. When he paid that price, died, was buried, and rose again. All authority, all the power that was available was then given to him. The right that Satan had in this world was ripped away from him. The keys to death and hell were taken away from him, stripped from him. And as we believed in our hearts and received Christ as our Lord and Savior, we were raised up to be seated with him at the right hand of the Father. And don't be ashamed that you're being, learn how to sit down at exalted position, because he's the head. You're part of the body of Christ, and you have that authority. He said, go into all the world and preach the good news that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That same anointing that was upon him is now available to you to do the very things, to remove the burdens and destroy the yokes of bondage that the enemy had put upon you in your life. That same spirit, as Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He fulfilled that scripture, and when he was born again from the dead and rose again up into heaven, and when you received him as Lord and Savior, that same anointing that was upon him is available to you to do the very things that he did here on earth as for a sake of all the lost that are out there. So go into all the world and preach the good news that Jesus is the anointed one, that the price has been paid for you, and the enemy no longer has his rule and reign over you. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. His kingdom is manifesting everywhere. The time in which we're living right now is truth of that. And in the year 5786, we're now right in the month of Elul, which is the last year on the Hebrew calendar, in the year 5785, and we're now going into the year 5786, which begins at sundown on September 22nd, Rosh Hashanah, also known as the Feast of Trumpets. There's lots more that I could say about that, but I'm not going to go into it at this broadcast. But it's also known as the day that no man knoweth. No man know the day nor the hour when Christ is coming back for a glorious church. But somehow it's related to that Feast of Trumpets. And God is going to make known it on that day, the rapture of the church, in my view of everything that I've studied right now going forward. So get ready for it. We've seen all the feasts of the Lord that have gone before these dates. The feasts of the Lord, the seven of them that were given to man to celebrate, they're not just Jewish feasts, they're feasts of the Lord. And it's for every believer now out there to celebrate and honor these particular feasts. We're coming into the fall feast, but the feast that began at the beginning of the biblical year for the Hebrew calendar of God, the year of, or we had the, We had the Feast of Passover, we had the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then we had the Feast of First Fruit. And Jesus was the Passover lamb. He was the sin offering for all the world. He was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world in the Passover. He was the he represented the leaven and the sin in our lives over every man that was born of the seed of Adam underneath him, and he paid the price for us, the seed of unleavened bread, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He became the sin offering for us. He who knew no sin, there was no sin in him, and he was able to go to the cross to pay that price for us. And then after he died, was buried, and rose again from the dead, he fulfilled the prophecy of the Feast of First Fruits, all in a short period of time, in a period of about a week. He got it all done and fulfilled those first three prophetic feasts, are those first feasts that we celebrate in the year of our Lord. He fulfilled the first three feasts on his own during that week of Passover. And then 50 days post his resurrection, he sent the Holy Spirit here. And on that day, the prophetic fulfillment of the Feast of Passover happened. And so now, God sent the precious Holy Spirit, you know, and the Holy Spirit came to lead us and guide us into all truth. And for those of you who have moved on in the growth of your faith and have gotten received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, just like described in the first couple of chapters of Acts, you can go forward and march forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus and live that victorious life and get out there and get it done. You know, God's so good to us. He's done so many things in so many ways. But now we still have the prophecy of the final feast of the year, the Feast of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles, which is also called Sukkot by our Jewish brethren out there who are believers. I call them brethren. All there's plenty of Messianic Jews out there who know and understand that Jesus is the Christ. They are born again. And for all those brethren, we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, which really is representative. The Feast of Trumpets represents the rapture of the church. The Feast of Atonement is when he comes back to establish the millennial reign here on earth. And then immediately following that begins the Feast of Tabernacles, where he comes and fulfills the promise and is representative of the millennial reign of Christ here on earth. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So we're going into all of that in its beginnings right now. His church will be made glorious just before he returns. We are in the throes of this happening right now. The shock of the world system will open up the eyes of many more truth seekers out there and fuel the greatest revival ever seen. That's what President Trump's being used for, as a tool for the body of Christ, not just here in America, but everywhere. Prophetically, it was proclaimed a long time ago that the earth would be known in this new age that we're moving into now as before Trump and after Trump, as far as the calendar of man is concerned, and how God is using President Trump to do his will for our sake, the believers out there, the born-again people. So you are alive to witness it purposefully. Great relief, great joy is on your horizon. You never knew just how good it is going to get. And every day, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and the manifestations of this truth on earth as it is in heaven is now happening right before your eyes and in our very lives daily. Everything wicked is being exposed. There's no level of life that's not going to be exposed as far as wickedness and its hidden agenda. It's being drawn out everywhere publicly for all to see. It's going to happen in the state of Colorado. It's going to happen in every state in the union. And those that think they are immune to it, or it's not going to happen to them, how wrong they can be. I'll tell you, this next election is really going to be an eye-opener for the enemy and all the things that they've been trying to do. God is doing a new thing, and there's no place for them to hide, and this will accelerate as the year goes forward. Many great victories are before us in the year of new beginnings. Be encouraged, be strong in the Lord, and prepare to be amazed as his goodness manifests all around you and permeates your life at levels you have never known before. And it will be so easy for you. Never before has it been so easy. All the faithful effort put forth over your entire born-again life, and all of your uncollected harvest is now starting to come in, and you're going to most definitely need a larger storehouse. Get excited. Be expecting great change. Changes that you've been believing for are going to happen. Just go with it. You know, be prepared and let God handle it. You know, you turn it all over to him and he'll handle it for you. And he'll make your way through it just like he did Joshua. He'll make your way prosperous. You will have good success. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So get excited. Be expecting while not even having to lift another finger of effort. Your good times are just beginning to roll. You know, and right now I should be getting an amen from somebody out there. You should be encouraged. You should be lifted up. Now I'm going to just quickly give you, you can go back to the previous week on our website and listen to the previous week's broadcast. This broadcast is going out on September 7th. So on August 31st, the previous week's broadcast, go to our website. On our website, touchedbyhim.org, tbhm.org. So you can either type in the word touchedbyhim.org or tbhm, which stands for Touched by Him Ministries.org, tbhm.org. Go to our homepage, and then from the homepage, go to our media page, and on the media page you'll see the radio week of 9/7/2025. You'll see the radio week of 8/31/2025. Listen to that and go over it. But I will give you quickly the yearly calendar that's coming to an end. Right now we're in the last month of the year 5785, and that month will end at sundown on September 22nd, which is the end of the month of Elul, and begins the month of Tishri at sundown on 9/22. And from 9/22 to 9/24 at sundown is the Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, as our Jewish brethren call it. It is the Feast of Trumpets. It is the head of the new year. And then at sundown on 10/1 and 10/2 is the Feast of Atonement. And then immediately following that, at sundown on 10/6 through 10/13 is the Feast of Tabernacles. So we're coming into the end of the year of 5785. We're going into the new year of 5786. And it is a year of new beginnings. And for the Christian, it's all good. Just press in and get all that you know to get and keep going daily forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. You know, a merry heart does good as a medicine, people. My grandson Carmine had a joke to tell me the other day. He said, "Grandpa," I said, "What, Carmine?" And he said, "Did you know there are two things that you never eat at breakfast?" And I said, "No, Carmine, I do not know that. What are those two things?" And he said, "Lunch or dinner." So I got to tell you, Carmine's only 5 years old, and I just was caught off guard by hearing that joke from him, and it made me laugh. But I'm telling you, in these broadcasts from here going forth, healing is breaking forth. And the reason I told that joke, when I told my grandson I'm going to use that joke, and tens of thousands of people are going to hear it from a five-year-old out of the mouth of babes is perfected praise, people. That healing power, though, a merry heart does good like a medicine. God is still and always, he always was, is, and always will be Christ the healer. He is the God that healeth you. He went to the cross. You know, I went over those scriptures and teachings starting about the week of July 13th, I believe. You can go back to our webpage there on the media page. Once you get to tbhm.org, go to the media page and go back to the week of 7/13. It'll still be out there for another week or so, and you can listen to that broadcast and go forward with all those broadcasts and get yourself brought up. I start teaching about the believer's authority and where God wants to take you, and go with things, go with you in it, and to learn how to exercise your authority. For many of you who've listened to these broadcasts over the decades here, you know, it should be review, because I've gone over it before, but just know that we're going forward. I've talked much about the believer's authority. I've taught on it, how to exercise your authority through God's word, you know, that you were risen with Christ, that you were at the same position as he in, and how to, today I was just going to briefly discuss about the armor of God quickly, but we're going forward, and be paying attention to these particular dates that are on the calendar, and know where we are in God's timing. You know, we are in the season of the rapture. Is the rapture going to happen this fall? It could happen at any time, truthfully, but I don't believe so. God has a particular place and a particular time. I believe it is going to be in the season of the fall that the rapture happens, and especially at the Feast of the Trumpets, which is also the coronation of the king, sounded when the shofars blow. Marked by the Feast of Trumpets. I'll tell you, there's a whole lot that I could say about that right now, but that's not needed for this particular broadcast here. But anyway, make sure you go to our website and get all this information. Also, that song that we open up with, The God of Abundance, that was put out by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You can get yourself a copy of that broadcast. You can click, go to our related links page, and then from there you'll see a picture of the God of Abundance CD. Just click on the button. It says click here. It'll take you over to the Kenneth Copeland Ministries website, and you can download the CD onto your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, and then you can play it as you go down the road. You know, you have an immediate copy of it. If you need a hard copy, you can also order that. But I'll tell you, that whole particular CD was based on God's word, and it's alive today like it was alive 20 plus years ago when that particular album was produced. It never gets old, because it is based on God's word. God's word is forever eternal. As you read God's word, it's for every generation going forward. And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the immutable one. He is the Lord God. He changes not. He is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He is immutable. He is the Lord God. He changes not, and he is eternal. That's his non-communicable attributes, the attributes of God himself, the God of the Bible, not just any God, and not all those teaching of false God, you know, that claim to be Christian and aren't. That turn you away from his word and focus on other books and teachings and writings which have nothing to do with him. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. What a day in which we're living. What a time it is that we're going forward. So again, on that website, again, it's related links. If you want to contact us here at the ministry at any given time, you can go to the homepage on the website and get all of our contact information at the bottom of it. P.O. Box 2247 Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. That is our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries. You can call us 970-314-4077, and you can email us, send us your prayer requests, request the daily prayer that I send out, that so many of you have requested. I'll send it out to you in a PDF format so you can get it and have it available to read every day. Pray this prayer. I've done this for decades, and it works. God's word works. It never comes back void. It always goes out and accomplishes what he intended for it to accomplish. So get a copy of that prayer. But our mailing address, you can request it there. Pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org. So blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. You know, we've been talking about the believer's authority, that you know, you have that same authority. Christ purchased for you at at his death, burial, and resurrection, he paid the price for you that you couldn't pay for yourself. And then when you received him as Lord and Savior, you were raised up to be seated with him at the right hand of the Father. And not just above, but far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, every name that is named. You got to learn to see yourself exalted at that position, because you've been raised up to be seated with him. Spiritually, God sees you at that same position with Christ right now. And, so you have to learn how to fight the fight, the good fight of faith. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Believer, if you're going to walk in the authority and exercise the believer's authority, you must continually be arrayed with spiritual armor. And that's what Ephesians 6, 10, and 11 says. And the Christian who puts on his armor and engages in spiritual warfare is marked. By spiritual warfare, I simply mean doing the works of Jesus, taking our authority over the devil, and as we go about our daily lives. I'm not talking about purposely trying to go head to head with Satan in some kind of prayer combat. The devil will do everything in his power to keep you from coming into this knowledge of authority over him that you have, believer. He'll fight you more over this than any other subject that's out there that comes from the Word of God. And after you have come through the knowledge of this authority, he'll oppose you and try to steal it from you. There will be tests. Sometimes people fail those tests. The devil wants you to throw up your hands and say the authority of the believer won't work for me. A man once, so you just need to know that and go with it. The enemy will resist your interference in his fear in every way that he can, because he's exercising authority over the powers of the air. He wants to continue to do so. But when you interfere with Satan's kingdom by exercising your spiritual authority, he'll attack you in an attempt to get you to back down from using that authority. If you successfully resist Satan, and resistance means push back, give him a shove. Satan's attacks, when you resist Satan's attack in one area, he'll come against you in another area. You may as well get ready for these attacks, because they're coming. And in other words, your privileged spiritual position makes you an enemy to the devil. You see, the devil realizes he cannot hold in bondage a believer who knows his authority in Christ Jesus. And such a believer is aware that he's seated with Christ in heavenly places, and that the devil is defeated foe under his feet. That's again Ephesians 1:15 through Ephesians 2 verse 6. Furthermore, this believer is convinced that no work of the enemy can prevail against him in carrying out the will of God on earth. So you can remain undefeated, people, by continually being arrayed with his armor. This is Ephesians 6:10 through 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. His might, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness or wicked spirits in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. If you put on the whole armor of God, you'll stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not one fiery dart should get through your body, soul, or mind, because you got the shield of faith. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So the different parts of the armor symbolize spiritual truths which belong to the believer. Again, I'm reading out of Ephesians 6, 10 through 17. Know this, believer. Wearing this armor, the believer is protected and unhampered in his ministry of authority. And all he needs to be concerned about is keeping armor bright and well secured about him. Now, let's take a closer look at the armor. I'll tell you, I've read so many books on this. A good one is the one written by John A. McMullen. There's the girdle of truth, which represents a clear understanding of God's word. Like a soldier's belt, it holds the rest of the armor in place. Second is the breastplate of righteousness. This has a twofold application. Jesus is our righteousness, and we put him on first. It also shows our obedience to the word of God. Third, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's good news. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. This is a faithful ministry proclaiming the word of God. Fourth is the shield of faith. A shield is covering for the entire body. This represents our complete safety under the blood of Christ, where no power of the enemy can penetrate. Fifth is the helmet of salvation, referred to be in 1 Thessalonians 5:8 as the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation is the only helmet able to protect the head in these days of turning from the truth. And sixth is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that shows that the word of God is to be used offensively. The other parts of the armor are mainly defensive, but the sword, the word of God, is an active weapon. Dressed in the armor of God, you are prepared to withstand every attack of the enemy, man. And you have authority, believer. And as you start to learn and start to exercise this authority, you're going to walk in victory in this coming year, this year of new beginnings. Get ready. God's doing his part. You do your part, and you're going to go forth in victory like you've never experienced before. This is a special time that you've been brought to life here to be alive in this time. You're in a special place. God put you here for a particular reason. Know that you're no accident, and go forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon him, Lord, and be gracious unto him this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give him peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.